I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I mean, I'm now just recording now, so it's
Ollie, this is the start.
Do us a favour and bring the board game box over here so we don't have to get it.
Oh, I've got to get up anyway, so I'm going to go and get stuff later on. I'll get like the presents and stuff.
What you bring the present over here now?
Luke's got loads of presents for himself.
I haven't got loads of presents for myself.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool. What'd you get yourself?
someone has sent
a present.
Do we need these? Do we need these things here?
Where's my hammer?
This is so professional.
I'm going to put this on. I don't know. I'm not holding on to this.
I don't want to give a shit about this.
You haven't compensated for my hair.
Well, it was on the desk, and then Adam picked it up.
You should start wearing it, and then take it off later.
To be fair, you can actually.
You're the champion of the channel.
That's right. I'll go down lower.
I just want everyone to know I'm not editing any of this.
No.
Well, we've started.
Have we started?
Oh,
God damn it! Happy
Christmas, you bastards!
Merry Christmas.
Ollie said he was going to do the.
Oh, yeah.
Well, every other year you've told me to do it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ollie, go ahead.
Discussion then that you were going to do it.
Go ahead, Ollie.
No, because you've got a face where as soon as I do it,
go ahead.
You're going to start talking.
Go ahead, Ollie.
He's got the
Ollie,
cheeky
go
face.
Ahead. Go
it.
Ahead.
Do it.
Go ahead, Ollie.
You've got such a wet mouth. Hello, and... I should have seen that coming. Hello and welcome to the Wrestle Talk
Grimbles.
2021 Christmas special. Merry Christmas. I'm Ollie Davis. I'm joined by Laurie Blake El Fagador.
Hello.
Chopper Pete Quinnell.
Longitudinal, dude.
Adam Blompier.
Jesus.
And Luke Owen, DAD.
Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Four lagers and a stout.
Sounds like a party to me.
Like three men and a little lady.
Blokey blokes blokes. Are we the alphas? I think we're the alphas of wrestling YouTube.
Do you?
Look at the rest of them.
Are you sure?
Fun fact, the company has employed a woman full time and she's busy working on an edit while we're doing this.
We'll put a tiny
Terry.
There's the whole episode.
Luke has been very clear he's not editing.
Yeah.
No,
she's there. You just got to look for her.
Yeah.
She's somewhere
one
in the
pixel.
Frame.
She even put on like a Christmas dress.
But we asked her if she wanted to be in it, and she said, "No, I'm busy with all the work you've given me."
Yeah. And I'm too imposed by your alphaness.
We were flexing at the time.
Terry's the Christmas special.
That's all we've done though since a woman's joined. We're just always there, like
spritzing pheromones around.
Well, it's better than having what was the scent you were sending out to us to make us work harder?
I'm sorry, what?
Geranium.
Oh no, I remember this.
Yeah, geranium.
You were trying to gas us.
It wasn't to make you work harder. It was to make you more focused.
I was really focused on how much it stank.
It smelled nice. It was just intense. That was the problem.
It smelled like a morgue.
It smelled like oranges. Don't blame it on the diffuser, but I didn't clean it for a while. So it eventually did smell bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty smelly, wasn't it? But anyway, welcome to the WrestleTalk Podcast Christmas special, whether you're watching this on video or in the audio realm, as Stephen Larson would say. It's lovely to have you all here, gentlemen. This is, I believe, the fifth Christmas special.
Right? Oh!
Start off with just me and Ollie in front of a couple of t-shirts.
We got so pissed.
So drunk.
Loads of wine.
Yeah, we drank like mugs of wine.
something.
Yeah,
like
we were drinking
right?
mugs because we had no glasses in the old studio, so we were just drinking out of mugs.
Yeah.
And I had to go to a play because it was my birthday as well. And I went to a play afterwards, steaming drunk.
A play?
A play?
Yeah. I went to the theatre. I went to go see the Twilight Zone in theatre.
Oh, that's my oh,
you know what? At the Almeida.
Like a play.
Yeah, you saw that play. It was fucking great. Yeah, it was really good.
So we did that, and then afterwards we had, then Andy joined, and Laurie was here as well. So I think the second one, it was the four of us, and then Pete was here,
yep.
Which is so probably 20, the
2019 was the messy one,
the really messy one. We all got very, very drunk.
When there was that also was housemate Simon, Louis was in the background.
Yeah.
I sat on the microphone.
So having a big one.
That's having a big one.
And then Adam joined in the January, and I played him the video clip, being like, "Oh man, look how fun our Christmas special was," and I was like, pretty cool of you making fun of a fan.
He loves it.
It's not even his first language.
We released a t-shirt to try and capitalize on it.
Two, in fact. We released two t-shirts and none of them sold.
Right. Because it's based on an in-joke of an in-joke.
Of an in-joke of the worst show we do every year and the show that not many people watch.
Yeah, like an hour, three quarters into that show.
Yeah, it was right at the end.
Was it at the end?
Yeah.
The only
where
show...
no one stays till.
Yeah, exactly.
Was the it 20% show... of viewers?
Yeah, the only show that underranks the Christmas special is the NXT podcast.
Hell yeah. Right there, Ollie.
I took a sip at the wrong time. Sick burn, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Dennis Raw.
That's not your fault, though. It's just NXT sucks.
No one watches it.
Yeah.
I was pleased to leave that sinking ship.
Sinking shit, more like.
Let's go around the. Oh, the first swear.
I must have sworn before now. Swear jar.
Oh, wait. Is this a thing?
No, this shot, on the Christmas special.
If you drink it, swear.
I don't think that's a thing.
And if you say each other's names as well.
Yeah. The names is definitely a thing. Was the swearing a thing?
It is now.
Oh, all right.
Rules.
Usually it's left-hand drinking, no names, no pointing. I'm not pointing,
left-hand
I'm counting.
Drinking is not a thing.
Yeah, it is.
It is with his deckhead mates.
These are
old after dark.
Hey, we're not Tory. We went to Dartford Grammar School.
I went drinking.
And we were members of a very exclusive club.
Yeah.
The Rotary Club, sure.
Yeah.
I went drinking with all these friends once. And they imparted all of these rules onto me when I arrived.
It's fun.
Including
you
the
love
like,
rules.
I'm having a holiday from rules. God damn your eyes.
Like if they put 20p in your pint, you've got to down the pint.
Oh, fuck that. Leave that at uni.
It's unfortunately for the Queen. You've got to save her.
Yeah, you got to save
her. She's invincible.
You've got to save the Queen because she's drowning or some other nonsense.
And that's a uni.
And I literally just that's looked at her the smallest sip possible and went back down defiantly, not joining in.
Then you blasted, right?
Yeah.
That was back in those days.
By the end of it, Luke had his whole glass for 20p.
He
went to the pier afterwards.
Yeah. it was not the night that I did glass myself. It wasn't that night.
Jesus.
You glassed yourself.
Yeah, we were talking about this on the Survivor Series stream. When I got, it was my 22nd birthday.
I wasn't here.
No, I know you weren't. So on my 22nd birthday, my friends took me out and I got so, 20th birthday, and I got so drunk that I went into the loo to go for a whim. I put my glass on the cistern and I then passed out while standing up, fell forward and put my head through the glass and then fell to the floor, knocked out.
That's really metal.
Yeah. And my friend found me with like blood coming out.
What happened? I don't know, man. Someone hit me.
He woke me up and I was like, I should probably go home.
Not hospital.
No, I'd probably go home. Yeah. But then I got into a fight, so I didn't go home.
Then you got into a fight.
Yeah. Well, a big brawl.
Did you accuse someone of glassing?
Nobody's leaving till we find out whoever cunt did it.
Which one are you?
You already said it.
Oh, you already said the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The C-word that isn't Christmas.
I'm pretty sure that you just also swore.
Did I?
Yes.
No, he geared it up. I went, shh. Himself.
False accusation.
It's totally a thing.
That is a thing.
That's a point as well, by the way. Just saying.
No. It's not a finger point. An adult totally point like that.
Full sex. You can point like that.
Laurie's on my side.
Is it because you're friends like that?
Damn it.
I went up here, though.
Did I point at somebody? Did you
just say
that?
I'm gesticulating.
See, look how more fun it is.
I'm just from a very animated background.
They're lovely friends.
They're nice to have conversations with, but when you get into drinking games, it reminds me of me glassing myself and
It's not my fault you hate yourself.
And getting into brawls in car park when the police get called.
I don't really fancy
into that very well. It's not my fault. Me as well.
I thought you hate yourself. All of you guys.
Why do you have a hammer?
Why not?
Christmas hammer.
It's nice to see someone, you know, like have something over their shoulder, though.
Yeah.
It's a long video.
Now,
and also, I've got to ride this. I've got to make sure that Adam doesn't press buttons. I'm already failing.
I've pressed the button.
So does that down? That's now part of the edit.
Yeah.
Pardon my lewdness. I got a bummer for that.
Yay! It's right. Easy
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
He spent hundreds of pounds to make that easy.
Yeah, was that like 400 quid?
That was.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
200 quid. 200 quid. It's worth it, though.
Also, if you want to complain about having stuff in your shoulder, I had the old one, which was much heavier.
Oh, I know.
I had it for every single podcast I did.
Dude, when I was champion, I did it as well, and I did it on today's AEW stream. I've just literally done it for an hour.
Can we talk about the fact that every time we come to the studio, the belt has been on the floor?
It's for safekeeping. I'm not taking it home every day.
You could put it on your desk.
It could fall off a desk.
It could get scratched.
Exactly.
It's actually safer on the floor.
It's the safest on the floor where it can't fall from height.
This bug comes in here with an iMac.
Mm-hmm.
Spreading it around on the desk.
Spreading it around.
Do you want like papers? Yeah, do you want the title belt on there when he's like fumbling in with his Mac?
Yeah.
Just chucking it onto the desk. 100-inch
Mac that he's coming in going like, oh, I've got to do a Zoom call.
crushing the belt beneath it into a fine
it's
paste.
It's a smithereens, Laurie.
Anyway,
these are tedious rules.
What are your plans for Christmas?
My plans for Christmas. I'm going home to Jersey. I'm seeing my nibblings, my niece and my nephews. My two nephews now. My first proper Christmas with Finn, my new nephew.
Busy lockdown.
yeah, they got right to it. And that's it. My partner's coming over. We're having a lovely Christmas at the Blompier Town.
Did Ollie tell you about his Jersey milk?
Got new milk today.
You're
Jersey milk.
You're already laughing.
What does that mean? His face.
What does it mean?
Jersey milk. Yeah, it's
quite
famous.
Yeah, it's quite.
It's like famously good, right?
Thick.
Yeah. Yeah, Jersey.
Thicker milk.
Gold top. Yeah, it's really tasty.
Chewy milk. They're delicious.
It comes in
chewy milk.
It comes in cubes.
Like tofu.
Yeah.
Put some chocolate around and you get yourself a Milky Way.
That's why our cows are always crying.
The jam that champion hates thick milk.
I don't hate thick milk. I just don't like cream.
What are you little thin milked bastard?
Like semi skimmed milk.
Little. I have to be able to see the other drink through it.
Please, a little thick for me, mother. Well, I don't like cream. So, like, I don't like.
You don't like the bits on the top.
The bits on the top.
You know, like when you get cream.
Like in a milk. You're like in a milk.
And a thick milk.
Top of milk.
Thick
what the
top.
Fuck are you talking about?
The cocoa bar.
That's a finger.
Oh, that's a finger. It's hard to do your elbow with a hammer.
Well,
Hang on, wait.
You can point with the hammer, yeah.
You want me to put the hammer down?
Yeah.
Quinnell, what are your plans for Christmas?
I am going to my parents, I think, because I'm off Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day.
You're welcome.
Which is enough time. Yeah. I'm probably going to go to my parents and then come back.
Just to double check as well, everyone here is like off for the 2 weeks of Christmas apart from Pete, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a double!
That's a little double!
That's two fingers.
This Christ board game club.
Yeah.
But you said you told me that that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't need extra time off because I've got next week off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's whiz through this, admin.
I'm
in London. There you go.
So you're in London.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm
in London.
Yeah.
But you don't live in London.
No, I don't live in London.
Why are you in London?
Because I'm from London, and that's where my family are. So that's where I'm...
Makes sense.
Get back to Manchester. You move there.
Yeah, you were trained.
Stay in Manchester.
You're not allowed here longer than 24 hours.
Yeah, I am.
Have you seen more random prams just abandoned?
No. Not for a long while, actually.
That does sound like a Manchester.
To be fair, that was Salford, and Salford was, to be fair, still being built then. So.
An abandoned pram being filled with rainwater is the quintessential Manchester thing.
It was me and these two out in the Premier Inn having breakfast, and we just looked at Ollie and Laurie just went,
But doesn't that just sum up Manchester? Just abandoned pram by a car park.
Never used.
Now I will say I was being harsh. It's really nice. There's lots of nice things.
Manchester.
Salford's still shit. Still really shit.
What about you?
I am going to my lady partner's house for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We are going swimming in Hampton Open Air Pool. Ooh. At 8 a.m. on Christmas Day.
8 a.m.
That is going to be chilly.
Yeah. Do you have a wetsuit?
Oh, what's the point?
No.
Surely you want to do it if it's chilly.
Sorry, it's a heated pool.
Oh.
So you get out of the heated pool into the chilly.
Into the chilliness, and because of COVID, there's no changing rooms. So you're going to have to get changed at the side.
Hello, father-in-law. Here is my penis. Merry Christmas.
Look at these nips.
Whose nips are these?
I'll cut the turkey.
I hope you're doing all the trimmings.
Seeing the cock and bollocks of your in-laws really is the Christmas way.
Ding dong merrily on high.
They're just going to get starkers. Yeah, towel wrap round.
Yeah. Twang what? Man Ollie Davis.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. What about you?
So I'm hosting Christmas.
Oh, are you cooking Christmas?
So right now,
we saw that.
When people are watching this right now, you'll be doing this.
Making mushroom Wellingtons.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
You're having a sad Christmas.
That sounds, doesn't it?
You're having a sad Christmas.
I've got to do two mushroom Wellingtons, in fact. One of them, which is a regular pastry, and one of which is gluten-free.
Two, Luke? Two?
That's insane.
One which is good, and one which is even worse.
So, yeah, I'm doing that with all the trimmings and whatnot.
But so no one's getting meat?
No.
Who here?
Well, it's only my parents that eat meat. My brother and his girlfriend don't eat meat either. So it didn't seem worth getting a turkey for... Two people.
They're big birds.
Show of hands, who's cooked Christmas?
I did last year, technically, I suppose.
But yeah, last year?
Yeah, last year.
That was my first Christmas. Mm. Cooked the whole thing. Had genuinely like eight sheets of paper with timings. Like in the kitchen. I was fucking stressed out my bean.
I made a nut roast.
Ooh.
Thanks, Pete.
What do you cook?
Would I cook?
Yeah.
Very slow roasted, slow cooked leg of lamb.
Ooh,
also, we
Christmas.
All knew about the timings because you put it on the G drive.
Did I?
Yeah, we all saw it.
Yeah, you did.
Like,
yes.
So like, yeah, I had all these bits of paper around the house. It's not. We was on a company G drive.
That's how it. So now you know how to cook your own Christmas dinner. You're welcome.
Gonna use it in a video.
In your oven.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. I hope that Christmas telly is better this year because last year I made a kid.
Oh,
this episode of the Royal Family is terrible. Get you pregnant.
Mary Berry's Christmas special last year was fucking bobbins.
Gets you in the mood though, Mary.
Why else do you think I've got a kid? Mary, please.
Is he on purpose?
Oh yeah, we were trying. Yeah.
Oh okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't an accident.
All three of the Blompier children are accidents.
Hey,
oh, yeah, each and everyone.
Hey, Owens, me and my brother are both accidents. You can tell because we're like 6 years apart from each other.
You don't plan that.
I'm pretty certain I was an accident as well. Because it was my two brothers are 2 years apart. And then I'm 5 years apart from them. It's like, I'm pretty sure.
Younger.
We've had our children now.
Yeah, legit. Uh-oh. Because it was one, and then a miscarriage, and then the other. All within 2 years, and then 5 years, and then me. And I'm like, you didn't mean for that to happen, did you?
My mum's gay, so I'm some sort of accident.
About you,
100% planned. Parents love me.
This doesn't happen by accident.
My dad always tells the story that when I was born, he held me in his arms and he looked at my mum and said, "Not doing that again."
The man said
he
that.
He said that
after the birth.
Yeah, my dad was
not having sex with you again.
I'm not doing that again. It was a lot.
That was dreadful. One of the worst things I've watched.
The next day, snip.
Yeah.
Back home.
It is gross. Mm.
Oh yeah.
Birth is.
Did you get any poo on you?
Who's got the WhatsApp open?
Sorry, it's me.
Yeah,
it's gross. I did see some poo coming out because Kay had meconium in her waters.
I didn't know this was a thing.
This is a conversation that we're having.
This is too, this is too much.
It's going to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you pour a bit of poo.
Oh, no, it was a lot.
Oh, really?
I saw a lot of poo.
I slid into this world on a bed of poo.
Shit into Christmas.
Shit into Christmas.
Does anyone want to sing a Christmas song? So I'll come put it up on the telly.
Yeah?
Do karaoke. What's your request?
Sure. I was going to say,
coming home.
Pete, you did start speaking.
Yeah.
So we all started speaking.
You fired off. No, people said, yeah, I was just agreeing. Yes.
That's all I said. The best Christmas song is Proper Crimbo by Bo Selector.
Yeah, you always say
that's
that.
Not true.
It's not true.
You drift further and further off screen.
It's an ironic opinion you have there.
He just likes his space.
Do you want to do Down at the Bell's
no,
End?
No, you're not even moving. Would you give you space?
You
can go back
because there's a wheel.
It's true. Yeah.
There's now two conversations happening. This video is so fucking shit. Every single year.
It's two.
And Ollie always said, let's not make it bad this year.
I just say, let's make it watchable.
Well, that's not the idea.
Couldn't we, for Christmas?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
For Christmas, as a Christmas present to us, could we clickbait people?
Yeah, and get loads of it. And every minute there'll be an ad break.
You won't believe which member of WrestleTalk died in our Christmas video.
Died laughing.
Yeah,
got him. Hold on, I'm just doing the advert. Andy Williams' most wonderful time of the year.
That's too traddy.
It's too what?
Traddy. Traditional.
Later. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, we won't do that one. Because no one was suggesting anything. Adam started singing it.
I thought you were going to do a rap.
How about we do Fairy Tale New York and none of us sing the word?
It's the most wonderful time.
None of us do that word.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Have you heard on Davis's amazing Bret Hart person?
Please, I
want to
hear this.
What? I don't even remember this.
So the AEW podcast did an amazing Bret Hart impersonation.
Today?
Yeah.
4 out of 10.
What did... I can't remember.
You didn't.
Did I not?
No, I did it and it was very bad.
Oh, yeah.
What was your Bret Hart impression?
I can't even remember now. I was just talking about Bret
Hart. It wasn't good.
You said it sounded like Taz.
Yeah, that's it. And you became Taz afterwards.
As in the Tasmanian Devil, Taz?
Wrestle Taz.
See you on the 13th!
Oh, Mr. Owen, we can't say this anymore.
I'm not going to say the word, okay?
I've got to if it's on the screen.
You've got to. You don't have to. You don't have to.
I don't know when it's going to come up.
Say.
Are we on screen?
I only look at the word that's in play at that moment.
Say braggart.
Actually, that's a lie, because you didn't say the N-word three times when it came up in our Truth video.
You what?
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 The N-word's in our Truth
three times?
Oh, really?
So much.
Wow.
I don't think he ever gets to those verses. He gets distracted by interplay with the audience.
Yeah, he doesn't often win.
What's up? Yeah.
What is that, though?
I love that the camera can't really see it because there's a big shining light right here.
Yeah. It looks like it's coming off your show.
Yeah, it is. Pete's had an idea.
I have
a hate one. He's got the remote on.
I think that's loud enough, right?
Who wants to be my Kirsty MacColl?
Nope.
What is it a proper duet and then everyone joins in?
It was Christmas Eve, babe. Oh, and the drunk tank. An old man said to me,
"That's not
won't see another one."
We won't.
And then he sang a song, "The rare old mountain dew."
Can't say that anymore.
I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Oh no. Came in at 10 to 1. I've got a feeling.
He's looking at
this
the words.
This year's for me and you.
Mine is on the microphone.
Yeah, get away from
the other. Happy Christmas. I love your baby. I can see a better time.
I love your baby.
When all our dreams come true.
No! Yum, yum. Meow, 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 meow. They've got cars big as bars. They've got rivers of gold. And the wind goes right through you.
Why are we all singing like this Muppets Christmas Carol?
On the first Christmas Eve, he promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
You are handsome.
You are pretty.
Queen of New York City.
Oh, the band is playing. They howled out for more.
Sinatra was swinging. All the trunks they were singing. It's on a corner.
And the boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. It is the best Christmas song. It's such a shame.
Yeah.
Watch out. Adam's gonna say the word.
I'm not gonna say it.
It's actually a Kirsty McCall word, though, so it's up for Luke.
You're a bum.
You're a punk. You're an old slut on junk. They're almost dead. Oh, now dripping out bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy...
Yes, I pray God it's our love. And the boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Join us, Terry. Can you have an anecdote about singing the Christmas Day bit?
It's not very good. We turn it to England Day.
Oh, it's because
fucking Tory.
I could have been someone.
So could anyone.
Took my dreams from me.
You took them.
When I first found you. You missed all your words.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can make it all alone. I've built my dreams around you. Boys, the NYPD choir was singing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Yeah, Ollie.
England Day.
It was for the World Cup.
So Tory.
It was for the World Cup. Because so it's gonna be at Christmas time next year.
Jesus Christ.
Terry, go camera.
Terry.
Show everyone
the Christmas dress you got.
Sorry, I'll go.
We literally mentioned the Christmas dress you bought.
We have more chairs. They're just not in this room.
Can we find out how Galway Bay...
Terry reveal. It's a Terry reveal.
It's Terry, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Hi, Terry. Merry Christmas.
Hi,
Terry.
Merry Christmas to you too. Yeah. I came at the right moment. Ooh,
maybe we've ordered it. You're taking the shelves.
Oh, my goodness.
Put yourself in a bit.
Terry, come
on. Terry. More professional. Terry's here.
Terry's an editor.
I'm all right, thanks.
Okay.
How's the editing going?
Good. Very good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are you doing hot hour?
Yes.
I can't ask for all that.
You should talk louder, Luke. You're off mic.
Do you want to share my mic?
Yeah. Get a chance. We can fit more.
You haven't even spoken yet.
Intros. I'm real worried about it.
Tom Dolan.
I really feel like I'm going to get crucified on this episode.
You'll be fine.
Well, you've pissed me off. So
this episode.
How did I piss you off?
You weren't paying attention to what you were doing. You fucked it for all of us. Yeah.
This episode does come out after the episode comes out, so you can.
But I don't know what happens.
No, I'm not spoiling it. Pete doesn't want to know either. People don't know spoilers.
It's good content, isn't it?
Yeah, I like good content. It's good videos.
Yeah.
I disagree vehemently.
I found out recently that my two closest friends have watched all of the Clock Tower episodes, and I'm like. Since fucking when? Like, why don't you tell me these things?
I think it's your one, though. Are they patrons?
No.
Because you are a patron exclusive Clock Tower player.
No, I know.
Patreon.
He brings it up on the podcast like every week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mention it all the time. I'm like, you know, if you want to see me play Clock Tower.
I've offered multiple times, Peter, for you to be on Clock Tower. Did you accept either of those times?
No, I was busy.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, get his ass, Terry.
I love Clock Tower.
So, just off topic tangent, who's the champion at Speedrunner right now? Like, who's got the most wins?
Always.
In a three person.
I was winning the last game. I'm undefeated.
Yeah, but you haven't been here.
Yeah, well, I'm undefeated. It's very easy to say you're undefeated if you haven't played.
Ollie has had fewer losses than most.
Oh my god, me?
I haven't lost at all. I haven't lost once.
You must have been beaten once.
No, not by anyone in the office yet.
What?
Not in any heat.
I've dropped points. I've never lost the whole game.
I mean, I cleared you out three games in a row.
Yeah.
So you're definitely not better than
me. It was a bad course. It was a bad course. It was a bum course.
Yeah. Adam, do you want to talk about the time when you were 2-0 up on Andy?
No, I don't.
You know, I don't. The best thing is games where no one can see it.
That's why
he's not here. And you talk about it. That's the next evolution of Twitch. Talking about games that you did do, not that you are doing.
We're all going to do it later.
Please donate.
Sorry, we're going to do speakers.
Yeah, yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, four controllers.
Four PlayStation pads.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Amazing.
Don't worry. And that's why you don't put it on the desk.
Lorry!
And that's why it doesn't go on the desk.
That's how it was made. Do you want to, it's cool. Used to that.
Terry, you got to win it.
You can't touch it.
Whoa! Whoa, my God, just touch it. Jesus.
Take it out.
It's fine. Are you okay with this?
It's fine.
She's not the champion.
That's all right.
It's either on your shoulder or on the floor.
On a velvet pillow.
And no one can touch it when it's on the floor.
That's so beautiful.
Isn't it just?
That's so shiny.
Yeah. Andy did a real good job on it.
Well done, Andy, for coming over to jam that jam.
Wow. We miss you, Andy. He's not here today.
We miss you,
Andy. He's probably referenced that Andy's not here.
He's self-isolating.
He is
isolating. People know. People know.
Well,
they knew a few weeks back that this is going on.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, he hasn't got it again for that.
No.
Yeah, no, he's not got it again.
Same one. It's the same contagion riddled
new variant of a human. He's collecting them all.
Oh, we have asked what we're all doing for Christmas, but we haven't asked Terry. Terry, you
I'm doing for Christmas.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Something magical. I'm going back to see my family. Yes.
Going back to France.
Going back to
because
France.
Terry is from French.
She's from French.
Say what?
French. Indeed. Did you not know?
I didn't know this.
No, because when I asked you about the films of Jean-Luc Godard, you said.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Stoke.
No, they don't show them, you know, as soon as we're born, you just get the Jean-Luc Godard right away.
Oh, they do that.
Is it like
us,
a shot you
carry
can
on films?
Yeah, and Ken Loach.
Wait, carry on films.
And Carling.
I think it's an unpopular opinion, but I find that French films are a bit too, like, overrated.
Oh, Ollie, that's going to hurt. You did film.
You do know that this has been filmed before you're allowed to go back. So they might turn you away.
Proud country.
I prefer beer over wine, so.
And you're a vegetarian. That's so unfriendly.
That's why I left.
Although I will say.
Yeah, of course
you can. I think there's only one left in that.
Get a chair.
However, what was the cheese? You were outraged.
Cheese?
Because Camembert was voted the
Jesus Christ,
Adam!
Go away from the kit. All this is new. All of this is new. So much of this is new.
Oh.
You're fine.
Jesus Christ.
I can't believe it.
I did it lengthways unopened. It was fine.
Sorry, as if that's a science.
It's
lengthways unopened.
It gives Luke the most amount to catch.
Oh my God.
No, you caught it.
The number of rotations. Do you catch the kid often?
I actually have dropped it once.
Lengthwise.
What?
Not from a like. It wasn't a
far distance.
Not from many stories.
but from where to where?
So like I had her in my arms, and then I had to move her around. I can't remember what I was doing. I had to grab something, and she just sort of like slipped down my hands and just sort of like hit the table. It was like her shoulder hit the table.
Her first bump.
The other time was when I had her on my shoulder and I had to.
The other time?
I tipped her over the back.
100% injury.
He said I did it once. And it's come out twice.
And the other time was I had her on my shoulder and then I had to like take my hand off her back to pick something up. And she threw herself backwards.
Oh, she did? Did she?
How did she throw herself?
She threw herself backwards. She
real acrobatically 3 months old.
You suplexed your baby.
She like threw herself backwards. And I went,
she
and
we threw went, herself backwards.
And squash match.
And I fell down with her. So she's
just old enough to hold her head up, is she?
Just about.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Before that.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Sorry,
I was going to say, does your wife know about this, or is she just finding out now? Okay, because I was like, this is an exclusive.
It's on news.
She was there. She caught him on the other end of the 3D.
3D! The most protective finish.
The first time was because... The first time was because she wanted to take a photograph
of the pumpkin.
So we had like a, we had her dressed up in a pumpkin outfit. We had some pumpkins on the table. So she was trying to like direct me to place her, and she fell on my hands.
I probably have to go shortly because we have some No Rolls Barred fans.
This is Wrestle Talk. They're not welcome.
We have
here.
Some No Rolls Barred cast members arriving in the office for a Christmas party.
An invasion.
I might. Bring them in, but that might make the video even more unwatchable.
I think it's probably
so
fine.
Everyone can say hi to them. Yeah.
But I was thinking, do you guys want to have a game of this before I go?
Yeah, go on. Just very quickly before we do, I just want to point out that we were saying that Terry's not very French. But I will say, the other day in the office, she did have the line of, oh no, my baguette. Which is completely ironic.
To be fair, a baguette that Andy bought her because she was French.
Oh,
I got you this because you like these.
You're French.
Which is the most English thing you can do.
It's what I call positive discrimination.
You got some bread out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I ate the whole thing. But
you said you were going for raclette the other day as well.
Yes. Yeah. Not fondue.
Well, yeah,
it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's melted cheese on things.
Don't you get like potatoes in a raclette and stuff as well?
Yes,
like,
exactly.
You can do potatoes and fondue.
It's more like a sort of soupy type thing.
Honestly, Laurie, I've missed you so much.
Yeah, I know.
I'm actually cultured and refined. I'm cultured and refined.
Hammer!
By the way, I said your name. I'll drink in a second. That I have my laptop background is a picture of us from No Fans Monday from the show.
Oh,
all of us
no.
standing around. Terry walked past my computer one day and went, Laurie's got such a good look, doesn't he? And I was
good
Terry.
Look.
Terry.
He's well put to me.
I've told him this before. You're not embarrassing me. I don't care.
No, I'm not trying to embarrass you.
I don't care,
you.
Pete.
No, I'm not trying to embarrass you.
I know what you're doing.
Okay.
embarrass him back.
Yeah. Mustache.
She fucking got you, bitch!
Sean Kelly with the low hanging fruit.
That shit.
That's called Wrestler's Court.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You got it.
It's equal now.
Anyway,
have you done that as a list?
Sorry?
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I actually have. In what culture? Twice. Yeah.
2022.
Do you want to do it again? Three more times.
You know that story?
Yeah. Please.
You know the Blue Meanie story?
What? What are you talking about?
One Night Stand 2005?
Yeah, I think so.
Ring
a bell. I'll have to look into it.
Maybe I should talk about the Montreal Screwjob. Has anyone ever heard about that incident in wrestling history?
Wrestling lists are shit.
Aren't they? Aren't they?
Don't tell the people. It's what they like. It's the only.
No one watches this. It's fine. Where's Adam?
Fantasy booking.
What?
Anyway, so who wants... What's that?
Who's the little piggy?
So this is a little pig. It's a little cow.
It's a little
cow.
It's
a little pig cow.
You little pig.
To be fair...
It's
pink.
It's a pink.
To be fair, it's a cross... A pig. We do call him Thomas Pork because he looks more like a pig than a cow.
Yeah.
Surely he's a pow.
He's a pig.
A pig.
Hello. Anyway, so in this game, it's very simple. I'll read a thing. You guys have to write down a thing. In order to get points, you have to be in the majority. So you have to have the same answers as other people. That's it.
So it's not about what you think, it's about what you think everyone else thinks.
Yes.
Okay. Have we got pens?
Nope.
No. So far.
Do they not come with pens?
They should come with little pencils, but they haven't, so.
We could write them on our phones.
Yeah, write it on your phone.
That's why
you're the boss. Save the paper.
That's why you're
the boss. Oh, Terry, that was gross.
Cost-cutting measures. Terry's a good editor. You know that, ain't it?
Yeah.
You sycophant.
I just pointed and said a name.
You did.
You sure did.
Do you want to hear my last Christmas, my last shopping list?
What?
Hummus.
Camembert.
Mexican cheese.
Story. Right? Yeah.
Cherry tomatoes.
Story.
Sure. Yeah.
Party food.
Uh-huh. That's fine.
Quality Street.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Sparkling water.
Sure.
Tori.
Alcohol free cider.
Tori.
What?
One thing I will say about that. Read the first two things on that list, please.
Hummus,
no dip.
Camembert.
Nothing to dip in it.
Oh, we already had bread. So we didn't need to go buy bread.
We already had bread.
Old bread. Sense now.
Old bread. Right.
What we got?
Mr. Blumpier, I think you accuse everyone else of being a Tory.
Everyone accuses me of being a Tory.
Because.
And it hurts. And it hurts.
It takes one to know.
And I know.
Who's your favourite Tory?
Pun?
Who's your favourite Tory?
David Davis.
The Brexit minister.
I thought we were amongst friends. Eh?
And you're like your Tory trading cards.
I'm not a Tory.
He's got the sticker book, Tories. Like for the presentation. Yeah,
genuinely, when I started working at What Culture, because I was moving to Newcastle of all places, everyone was like, he's such a massive Tory. just because I spoke using nouns. Anyway, in this game...
Oh, shit.
It's not shit, Sunderland. In this game, I am going to ask you a thing. You have to write down a thing, say a thing. If you're in the majority, you get a point. However, if you are the lone person to give an answer, for example, like four people give one answer, three people give another, and then you give the only answer of its type. You get the little pig cow.
The pork.
And that means you can't win.
Oh. All
right, cool.
You just can't win.
You can't win. And that sticks with you until someone else gets it.
And how many goes are there? Like five goes?
17.
Tell you what, it's normally first to 8 points wins, but let's go first to five.
Sure.
All right. For example, okay.
It was like a blast.
What?
Fuck.
The power of Christ compels you.
I fixed it. It's okay.
What is that okay? Stop what?
You have to explain the game.
I am. All right, here's the first thing.
Here we go. Yeah, let's go.
What is the smallest thing you can think of?
Oh, God.
You don't have to be clever. You just have to be what everyone else is doing. So you have to be massive.
Okay.
Basically, this is a game of being basic.
All right, yeah. So I don't know how basic people are going to be, but yeah, sure.
All right. Okay. Everyone got one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Terry, we'll start with you.
An atom.
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 Yeah! Hey, then everyone gets 1 point. Yeah. Everyone gets 1 point. Take a point from the little pen of points.
I did initially write
one
on
my thing.
Oh, shut up.
I will. I started on Pete's penis and then I went to Ollie.
I started on Pete's penis and I went to Ollie. All right.
What a meal. The main event.
That's
the
so many dinner. Names that everyone just said, by the way.
I didn't say any.
That was a point you were pointing at
the scene. No. That was not a point in a direction.
It was.
No, it was not.
It was towards yourself.
Okay. I didn't do it to anybody.
This is hard. If you just invented the toaster and didn't want to call it a toaster, what would you name it?
I think I've got that right away.
Yeah, got it.
Okay. You got it, Terry?
1 second.
No, go the other way.
All right, we're going to start with Luke.
No, because then she can write down what Luke says.
No, wait, what is that?
That's a good point. We all have to be ready.
Wait. Okay, I've got it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no.
Jesus Christ, Terry.
Go with Luke.
Luke, we'll start with you.
Bread oven. Bread warmer.
Oh.
Bread warmer. I put snuggly bread lover.
Okay.
Bread warmer.
Bread oven.
Oh!
Bread grill.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Shit!
Oh. All right.
That's you. There you go.
No. You also
I think I went with the herd.
Because two people had one, no one gets to pick. And because two people had two, no one gets any points. So we had two bread warmers and two bread ovens. You're absolutely right,
well,
by
that was
the way.
A waste of
I don't
time.
Care about pointing. I don't care. You're absolutely
you're
right.
Pointing.
It's a grill, oven, though, really. Isn't
yeah.
it? It's two grills.
It's a bread oven.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid.
It's two grills.
It's right. Not an oven, it's a grill.
At what age do you think most people have their first kiss? Oh, this is going to be
like,
sad
like
for
first,
me.
Like first.
First what, kiss.
Like first.
Like a proper kiss.
Or a French kiss.
Aren't all kisses French kisses where you're from?
No, so you start with a peck and then you go further.
Mm-hmm. But geographically.
Yeah. You just call them kisses.
Yeah.
It's like a German suplex.
just to clarify, we're talking about
fucking.
We're talking about with tongues, and we talk about
going for.
Full on.
Okay.
Remember, this is very telling about yourself.
Well, yeah.
I hate this.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Right, so everyone's got 1 point, right? Because no one got anything for the last round.
Yeah. Numbers are surprisingly harder to predict, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I thought words.
Here we go.
We'll start with Terry.
13.
13.
14.
25.
Fuck off. That's not what you're about.
You're not taking this seriously, Laurie.
15.
12.
Fuck!
Oh, no!
Yay!
But there's 13. A lot of people who also just guessed one, so I don't get the little piggy.
If that means no one gets the piggy. If there's multiple people giving one answer, it has to be one person singled out.
How do we get points?
To not get the piggy.
Right, so we get a point.
Yeah. Piggy looks fun.
Come here. I feel like I can't move at all, so...
Take this.
What the fuck? You just took my point!
You're going to write it down.
That's my point!
Okay. Name a vegetable beginning with C.
Okay.
Got it! I'm in! Come on! Bang! Straight in!
Bang!
Straight in!
Oh, no, whoa! I haven't done mine yet.
Do it then!
How have you not got it?
Come on, Ollie!
No, it's not! What are you talking about?
Just put the first one that comes to
your
mind.
He's going
to
say...
Carrot.
Have you said courgette?
Cauliflower.
No, cucumber.
Cucumber.
Yeah. You
cucumber.
Fruit.
Salad. Well, that's it. I was like, why is everybody so sure there's no other word?
It's because it's carrot.
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 Carrot. Ah!
He got pigged.
Do you want to sit down?
The little shitty pig bastard.
That's
take that away, you little fucking
take
pig.
A pig of shame.
You little pig.
A little pig.
Pig of shame.
A little pig.
Pig of shame.
Little pig of shame.
Oh, Davis.
That's
oh, Davis.
So
you little pig. Right, who needs a point?
You need a point.
Thank you.
I got a point.
I got a point.
Ollie doesn't get a point. I'll have. Give me Ollie's point.
Right.
Give me
you
Ollie's
can't
point.
Get a point.
Terry, are we winning? Are we on 3 points each?
I need a point.
Of course. Next up.
Tryhards.
Which British.
Can I still play but not get points?
No, you can get points. You can't win. Because it's first to five. If you get to 5 points first, you still can't win.
You need someone else.
Someone else
is the last pass, is the odd one out.
Pass the pig along.
Yeah.
You passed the pig.
Now he's back.
Give me my point.
You haven't lost.
Which British wild animal would make the coolest pet?
Done.
The fuck is wild animal?
Ain't no question.
One that's not domesticated.
Yeah.
Like.
Ain't no question. No, it's like, don't give any examples.
There's multiple that are really
Mr.
Cool.
Pork.
Mr. Pork?
Hold on.
Luke, what the fuck are you doing?
Hold on.
Pete.
What's happened to you?
I don't know animals.
You've got like two animals in Britain, though.
No.
Hey. You've got loads of ones that you can't see everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terry.
Fox.
Deer.
Fox.
Adder.
Cow.
Fox? Yes!
All right, so...
Fox would not make the
coolest
pet.
I knew it.
No one's going to see you having a fox and be like, oh, wow, you're cool.
So you get a point.
Like, oh, what you draw weeb. Foxes.
What a weeb.
I love foxes.
Foxes are awesome.
What a stupid weeb.
I'm on three.
Foxes are the best.
So, to clarify...
Adder's wicked. Adder was the best character in Animals of Farthing Wood.
Yeah.
I only thought of deer.
Cow was the first thing I thought of.
Cow.
Adder. The only snake that we have in the country.
Wild cows we've got.
It's a snake.
Here.
Yeah, we got snakes. Two of them. We got that one, and we got the slow worm.
We got the garden snake.
Yeah.
So to clarify, Terry has 4 points.
Oh shit.
Me and Pete have 3.
Hell yeah.
I think a complete lack of. I've got 2 points.
Complete 2 points.
Lack of originality.
Two. And you have two. But
put the pig.
The thing with this game is that if you win, it still makes you a little bit sad because you're just a sheep.
You basically
another option you could have had.
Another option.
All right,
not cool.
It's not quite British though.
Potentially the final option. We have to unthink like Terry.
Match point.
If you had to choose, on which part of your body would you let a wasp sting you?
Oh.
Directly in the butthole.
If you had to check on the butthole.
Directly in the hole, and so it just goes in and out, and there's no sting.
It goes all the way up.
It's like a hot dog down an alleyway.
Exactly. Up and out the mouth. Excuse me.
I don't think that's how
I think it's only one option I could think of.
Wait, give me a second.
Like,
only one I can think
that
of.
That one, I think.
Genuinely. Yeah, okay, I think I got this.
Wait.
We are going to start with you, Ollie.
Let's go.
The back.
Arm.
I've got an elbow.
Arm.
Shoulder.
Shin.
That's two arms. Pete, you also have 4 points.
4 points.
Luke, you have 3 points.
You basic bitch.
All right, another question. Would you rather have a statue of yourself or a painting of yourself?
Statue made of what? Just rock, just like stone.
Yeah, this is stone statue.
I mean, that's a bit like that's too binary.
Some of them are binary.
I think that's too binary for the final one.
All right.
For the record, I said painting.
I didn't have a statue.
I would have gone for a statue.
Mate, I'm gonna be a fucking statue. That's so pretentious.
As a painting is like an oil painting. Do you know how long you have to sit for painting?
I don't know. They can fucking take a photograph of me and paint it.
No, they won't. You have to be there.
It's less pretentious.
You're gonna hang it. You're gonna have someone take a picture and then a statue of you as well.
Laurie,
are you gonna hang it over your Tory mantelpiece?
He's doing it again.
You know I'm right.
Tory choice to get a statue.
I mean, at least I can kill someone with it. Name something that normally comes in threes.
Oh. Me?
That
what?
Normally comes in threes.
I got it.
Not trees.
I'm in your head.
Threes. You're in my head or in our head?
I'm in your head and I hate what I'm saying.
I don't know, yeah. I like my answer. I don't know if it's right.
I like my answer.
Okay, I got it.
Yes. Buses.
Let's go.
Terry.
Comedy.
Bad luck.
A trio.
Witches.
A pack of courgettes.
It's so true. Two. Oh,
shit.
Two.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Triple threats.
Oh, for fuck's sake, no one? God damn it. Right, okay, on we go again. Name a part of the body that everyone only has one of.
Oh, in, bang,
easy.
Finish,
easy,
bang,
boom,
in, straight in there.
Wait.
I'm hoping you're very much. It seems like none of the NRB people have arrived, so.
I don't think you're
really the overground. The overground's fucked, so.
That's true.
No.
Yeah, it was cancelled on the way here.
How am I
going to
get home?
Yeah. From Stratford.
I had to get a bus. It's terrible. Walk back.
That sounds awful.
Boss man?
Belly button. Nose.
Gooch.
Nose.
Belly button.
Brain.
Oh, for no points.
No,
because there's two twos.
No,
two
points in a tie. This is tense.
Come through, Gooch.
Name a book.
Name a book.
By Roald Dahl.
Done. Okay. Easy. Straight in.
Bang.
Done.
Bang.
Done.
It's got to be.
In like Flynn.
Done.
I
don't mind.
It's not my favorite.
Who went first last time?
Yes,
Terry, you're going.
Matilda.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
EFG.
Matilda.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes!
All right, so I'm on four.
I'm on four.
Oh, wait. You're the only one who's got one. Pig!
Oh! Pig!
I got pee pig.
You are a little pig.
You're an idiot, Pig. You're a stupid pig man.
Pig Grinnell.
Of course it's Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Of course it is, you fucking idiot. Right, okay.
Pig fucking goit.
Fucking what?
Goit is a swear word from Red Dwarf.
All right. Oh, what's the score currently?
I've got four.
I've got four.
Four.
I've got two.
Four.
Three.
But right.
He can't currently win.
So if all of us get points and someone else gets it alone one.
We could still go to eight though. If the Neurol's Bard folks aren't here.
I mean, I'm having a good time. It's a good game, isn't it?
Great time.
It was really good because what happened was Ollie asked me to put together the format for this show, and I was like, Adam will figure that out.
And I did.
I'll just delegate it to you.
All right.
Let's just vamp for ages.
Yeah, that was mine.
What about that thing, guys?
We'll sing some karaoke.
Ooh. What's the best superpower?
What's the best superpower?
There is an objective right answer, and I won't hear anything about it.
Yeah, but there's also a basic.
I also just got a missed call from Tom, which means he's here, cool. Which means this is the last round.
Okay.
He can just come up.
Yeah, I just,
but we need to let him.
I can't get out to get him.
Well, Terry can go. Ollie can go.
Ollie's standing up.
Who?
Sorry, Terry.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, there's a lot of names. I just said that. Also, I need another beer. I think we're out. Fuck!
All right. starting with Bossman.
Flight.
Living forever and being young and everyone thinking you're awesome.
Ability to stop time.
Flight.
Okay. Teleportation.
Teleportation.
You know what? I almost put teleportation.
It's better than flight. It's better than flight.
But really flight, flight, which means you and me won.
Yeah!
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 Boom!
Yeah!
Yeah.
Nope.
You're basic.
We got it too. Yeah, you're basic. Absolutely basic.
I thought
I'd win anyway.
No, the best time is living forever.
No, right, I'm gonna get Tom.
We're not wanna live forever.
Ollie can go get Tom.
I would absolutely love to live forever.
Big fuck
you
that.
Could be young.
Big fuck that.
Eternal youth, 100%. Yeah, yeah, living forever, maybe not, but eternal youth.
Live forever. I know, it's weird. Be young forever. And everyone thinks you're great.
Do you understand how fucked the world is and how much you'd have to live through if you live forever?
Yeah.
Adam.
I think I'm
okay. Adam, can we do it again?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news here.
Hey everybody, I'm Luke. I'm sitting at Luke's chair with
What kind of stuff does Luke say?
Has anybody seen the Sonic trailer?
How are you?
It doesn't matter how bad it is, I think it's great.
I'm going to reiterate, I do need to pee.
Oh, I do love Ghostbusters.
I like it if people got out of my way. Unless you want me to climb over the deck.
All right, I'm
good. You've also got the lav mic, which means we have to listen to you pee. Yeah.
I can take it off.
Take the lab off.
I'll take it off over there.
Can we stop? I don't like
labs
it.
Labs for labs.
I don't like it.
It's just me for Christmas now.
Adam, mate, you're not fitting in there.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
I hope you're having a nice time watching Christmas. It's just me for a bit now, I guess.
Oh, is everyone fucking gone?
Everyone's gone. Adam's gone. Ollie's gone. Pete's going.
I'm going.
It's just me.
I need to take my lab off. Don't you worry.
What's this, Luke?
This is a Christmas present.
Ooh.
Well, I think it's a Christmas present. It was sent to me as a care.
Shower anthrax.
So we'll certainly see.
Yeah.
So we're all
someone has actually Googled Sonic.
You guys could survive this.
Also, I hope the audio doesn't go tits up now that people aren't sat in front of
me. Don't say anything important. I guess is the answer.
It's the Christmas special, so that kind of adds up, really, doesn't it?
Don't say anything important at all. What is this?
What have we found?
It's the wrappings. It's because Big Potato Games have started wrapping all of their stuff in plastic. In cardboard and paper to reduce their plastic waste, which is really good of them.
That is really good of them.
Yeah, it's really good.
I cannot tell you the amount of FOMO I get from Board Game Club. Because I can't do it.
No.
Because I did the news on Mondays and the podcast on the Tuesday, so I will never be on an episode of Board Game Club.
Oh, we'll do one on like Fridays. There'll be time.
And Adam said to me, and said, if Laurie is giving me the specific instruction, if he's ever not on an episode, he'll burn my house down.
Basically, yeah. That's what I said. That is what I said.
Yeah. I think Ollie.
Also, because I turn all the cameras and do all the other stuff.
I think Ollie gave me the Monday.
It quite literally can't happen without me.
So. I think Ollie gave me the Monday news, so it would open him up to be able to go and do Board Game Club.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no. That was purely because I've got hundreds of things to do.
Like what? Like delegate?
Well, I wish I could delegate more. No, boring things. Like
invoices.
Invoices and admin.
I don't want that stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I'll do the spreadsheets for who's editing what. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
How is operating a spreadsheet? Now that you're like head of production.
I know, right? Like, it's fine. It's people don't meet their deadlines, Luke. It's a thing.
Yeah.
As a former editor.
Yeah. Shit.
What do you do? Did you ever miss your deadlines?
Yeah, obviously. Everyone misses deadlines. That's what deadlines are for. They're there to be pushed up as hard against as possible to see if they bend.
Did you meet the deadline for your book, Luke?
I did, yes. Both of them, in fact. Because I had a deadline for the first draft and a deadline for the second. So I met both of those with time.
I think deadlines are more suggestions overall.
I was under a contract to get it done at that point. I don't think anything bad would have happened.
No, I feel like from what I've heard of publishing, I don't give a shit. Like,
Just get it done.
I can tell that from the promotion of my book.
You get you can tell that from George R. R. Martin's career.
When
someone must be asking for that last book, right?
Like, it's no one who reads the books.
Yeah.
I read the books.
Yeah, but everyone's given up on it, haven't they? Surely at this point, everyone's like...
I don't think so, no.
He must be gutted, right, that the series basically spoiled the momentum of his books.
Yeah, and I don't think he cares, though. I think he has written himself into a corner. Yeah. He doesn't know how to get to where he envisioned it finishing.
Yeah.
And so he resents the thing that's brought him success.
And he's making Elden Ring now with...
he's doing 100 other things.
So he's doing the new From Software game.
Yeah.
Which is coming out in, like, February.
Have you been on his blog?
No.
So all through, I think, college football season, he writes a blog every game. So every Saturday, Sunday.
Really?
And he writes like detailed analysis of the game.
He's probably got something to say about all the people that WWE assigns to their NIL program.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all college football stars, uh-huh. right? Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Does anyone else think it's weird that they...
I would like to know whether or not these people are George R. R. Martin endorsed.
Anyone else think it's weird that NIL thing, they get your likeness?
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? It's the sponsorship deals of collegiate athletes, which is only a new thing in the States.
That seems so, like, dangerous.
Well, it's because...
likeness?
Well, they weren't allowed to have... But they weren't allowed to monetize their likeness or anything before. Mm. Like, college...
Well, that's...
College football's been a big black hole of, like, not making any money from anything at any point.
Not for the players, at least.
Yeah, so basically, is this like the colleges finding a way to monetize students?
Essentially, I think it's a halfway deal in that sense. It's like the athletes are now going to make money from actually playing in college,
right? Okay.
To some degree, well, but the thing you have to give up, obviously, is like your likeness rights or this other.
Oh, well,
thing
that's
like,
a bad thing.
That is a bad thing, but it's so better. But the
only way you can make money is if I give you my soul.
Essentially, yeah, but
how else can you appear on a video?
But there was no
contract for like that one thing.
Yeah, but there was no money in it beforehand. It was literally like, you don't get, you're just a student, so you don't get money. We don't pay you to compete, despite the fact that college football is like as watched as the NFL.
I was going to say, so the colleges could pay them.
College football makes a shit ton of money.
Yeah. So they could have just paid them and not... That sounds like the colleges have been like... I mean, people wanted to pay them, but I don't want to lose all of them.
You've got scholarships. What you've got is an American solution.
Yeah. Bullshit, to be honest.
You've got a very American solution to a very obvious problem.
Yeah, but weird stuff like, obviously...
Sorry, do you want to get back in, mate?
No, I was thinking that we need more beers.
Do you want to go get the other crate
in the office?
Yeah.
I've just put my lab mic back on.
That's all right.
I'd rather not.
tell us about the trip on your way.
All right.
This is the kind of content. I know.
You can just mute yourself on OBS.
Nah, it's better this way.
Go on, give us a...
We'll be silent. We'll be silent and we'll react.
I'll probably go out of the room.
You might do.
Around the range.
But we'll react to what you're saying.
We won't hear it.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, well... So you got to talk to yourself as you're walking.
But we will react.
I'll walk.
What is the range? Will he be okay?
Who knows?
We'll test it.
I've already had them in the same room.
Peace.
Start talking.
All right.
I'm glad he didn't do this when he was having a wee.
I heard a lot of people have a wee when we film Board Game Club.
Well,
a lot of people, because the toilet's right by the studio.
Some
people have got some very strong prostate glands.
Really,
of the cast.
Yeah.
Who's got the strongest burst?
Do you know what? Adam's got a pretty strong burst, I think. He's got a really
nice. Pissing like a horse.
Yeah, but also like just straight into the bowl as well. Like, not on the side.
Immaculate.
Oh, wow.
Like,
so he's going for the sand.
Straight into the water. Like, yeah. I want you to know that I'm pissing now.
I've got a terrible aim. I sit down. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
It's helicoptering around.
Yeah.
like a fire hose.
It's too big.
Yeah.
It's too big to handle.
Actually, I was about to say this, but I think you'd almost agree with this suggestion that Adam, if given the option, would have a different bedroom to his partner.
It's crazy. Should we be talking? Should we let Pete?
Yeah, we'll let Pete.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh. he's just doing this. People are like, why are they talking with Pete?
Problem is, though, if it doesn't work, then we're just going to leave dead air.
Yeah, well, what's more dead, this or like watching the Doctor Who Christmas special?
Zing.
Zing.
You know what? You know, Jodie Whittaker has made a lot of men cause crime. You hear this?
No.
It was a Tory minister was trying to explain why young men were turning to crime, and he said it's because Doctor Who is a woman, effectively, and you know, Ghostbusters were women, but 5 years ago.
But what about this party that didn't happen, but someone had to quit over that didn't happen?
I was going
to
say,
how dare you joke about party?
Yeah,
that
she
didn't
had to
happen,
quit because it didn't happen.
So unfortunately, the new Doctor Who's rubbish, and the Ghostbusters reboot was rubbish. So,
women
but is the new people may rubbish the fault of Jodie Whittaker or the showrunner who's done a very poor job?
Is the showrunner a woman?
Actually, it's a man.
I think it's the fact that they padded the whole of the new Doctor Who with she's got a cast of like six other characters who have to be there because
they're all annoying.
Because she's a woman, she can't have one companion who's
It's like Triple H with a faction.
Exactly. Yeah. She has to have 12 other people to pad around.
Hello.
How was that?
It was great. Had a quick conversation with Tom.
We did not stop talking.
So it's probably going to sound fucking awful.
Probably. Because also your mic was probably at some point just going.
Yeah.
Are they not joining us?
No.
What do you mean no?
No. That's what I said, right?
So Tom, Terry, and Adam are having their own little shindig now.
That's what I said. They got Christmas music playing and everything.
Ah, well, whatever.
How long we've been doing this, an hour, Tom?
we could probably do 10 more minutes and then we're done.
Oh, what?
Just sing a song.
Well, originally we were meant to be done by 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we started 45 minutes late, so we should be doing another 20 minutes.
I mean, I was kind of hoping that would be here because I've got a Christmas message from someone.
For him.
Well, no, but it's just something. It's good to have, you know, people here. Also, I need to open up the presents. So we'll do
Let's open the presents.
Woo!
I'm just going to message Adam to say, come down for this bit because we want.
People have said nice things.
Yeah.
Well, I assume it's a nice thing. It's not a complaint, is it?
Has anyone got something I can open this box with?
Well, I've got a key.
That'll do.
Is the key going to do it?
I've got a copy of Big Apple Takedown.
I've got the company credit card. I could read that out if you wanted to.
Did I not take the company credit card back?
You've got all the details.
Got all the details.
You idiot.
It doesn't slice. The details don't slice. But the MX card is made of solid platinum.
Hey, do you want to get it, mate?
And no one takes it.
Yeah.
No one takes an Amex, do they? People hate it.
Yeah. But it gives me Avios points that I can spend on flights.
Could I have a little beer, please?
You have this one. I've not opened it.
Okay.
No, he's a liar. I saw him smooching it.
Hand warmed.
Please take the beer I warmed.
You've been holding that for a while, I guess.
I have. You're right.
I've looked at it for a while.
It's got so much tit.
Look how good this is.
Couldn't have any more.
Look how great this belt is.
Thank you, mate.
What a wonderful belt the NXT UK Women's Championship is.
You know, I thought you were talking about the championship for a second.
Beautiful belt. The championship is also beautiful. That is a great belt.
Hello, Adam.
Hello. Did Luke just leave?
He did.
Well, happy Christmas. Everyone needs a
week. For your pocket. For your pocket.
What is going on with all these wires? This is not safe.
Oh, so on my to-do list for Tuesday, bring in the reusable cable ties.
Oh, I've got loads of those.
They're great, aren't they? The little Velcro ones. Amazing.
No, I've got ones that have a little push button. All my stuff on my desk is rigged up because I need to use some of it. It's an awful cable mess still.
Excuse me.
It's ever so slightly nicer.
Okay,
so what are we...
A stair, bit of Christmas.
Presents and messages and things like that from fans and the like. So gotcha. We figured it would be nice to have everyone here.
Gotcha.
But first we've got to watch Luke open his present.
Yeah.
To himself.
Oh, is this one for all of us?
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh my god.
I recognise the Hitchler's box.
Andy's not here.
Well, we can dedicate it to Andy.
Okay.
Well, shit, God rest him.
Hitchies.
I think because they found out that we...
No, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
Dan messaged us. They rebranded it.
Yeah, because it sounded like...
Sounded like
Hitler.
Yeah.
Sounded like a bad one.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, it sounded like... Yeah, it sounded like a lot like Hitler.
It sounded a bit like Hitler.
Adolf.
Is there any chance, Mr. Blake, that you could put your foot down? So it's not on
this
my...
guy.
That one.
Why?
Because
it's in my way. Do you want me to open up?
Well, hold on. I've got this. This Christmas present was sent to us by Kevin Cruz.
Oh, thanks, Kevin.
Well, was it sent to us? It was addressed to you.
I think this might just be for me.
What is this for?
All right, come on.
You can do it. Oh.
I don't like
the
set.
The shelves?
Uh-huh. Guess what? Happy Christmas is going in January.
Happy Christmas.
See you later.
Oh, what the?
What is that?
Bad boy.
Whoa. A burning Godzilla humidifier?
A humidifier that breathes fire?
Does it breathe?
That's awesome.
Geranium fire.
Oh, I've Thank got some you. Essential oils for you, Luke.
Think harder.
It's also based on the Godzilla design from Godzilla vs. Destroyer from 1995.
Open the sweets.
Sweet. Thanks so much, Kevin.
That's amazing.
That is actually that's really awesome. Cool.
Oh, does that mean is that how you get presents? You have a kid?
That's like a genuine.
Yeah.
I think I need really to talk more about my hobbies and interests.
I love D&D.
They don't let me be on the podcast. Oh,
my
I'm an ass man.
My favorite hobby.
Well,
is
I guess it would be
$10,000 in cash
if I couldn't touch your body.
Yeah.
I know not everybody has got a body like you.
Okay. So I love D&D. Send me D&D stuff and I will appreciate it.
This is from it's in German. Hey friend.
Do you want to sit down in front of the microphone?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, on the mic would be good.
Well, hey
it's
friend.
Not that we spent a whole year doing this.
Can anyone speak German? Oh no, he can't do it, but he's gonna do a voice.
No. Ooh, mega.
That's the one word.
It's hey friend. Thank you very much for your purchase, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah.
Oh, it's lots of sweets, everyone.
You're bald.
Disbald. On Susa Grossa.
Look at this.
We want
the Hitches team.
Guys, give you a very special
treasure trove of sweets and stuff.
Wow.
Whoa. I love it.
Is that from Dan?
Yeah. It is from Dan.
Of course it's from Dan.
I require.
God, we're having a
beast. Also, just want to say, I don't know at what point this is going to be going out. Wish the best for Dan, because he's going through some stuff.
Yes, right. I was going to say, right, yeah. We'll get on to that in just a second.
Do it, Dan. Do it. You got it.
This is like a proper jar of sweets.
What have you got? Hitlers.
So is that what Hitlers are?
Uh-huh.
Original mix flavor. It's so good. Yeah, they're unreal, right?
Uh-huh. Mm. Unreal good.
Goodness gracious. What
else is in there?
We did this. Simon kept coming over to me and like,
So is it just sweets and stuff in there?
Yeah.
Dreamboat.
So, as always,
are we having a big one?
As always, we also have a Christmas message.
Yes.
Hold on. From Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Oh, so good.
They're unreal. What's in them?
Why don't we have them?
Sugar. Let's go down to
glory.
I'm
gonna
put my head
Let's play. I'm trying to go back.
A minute 30 more and you could have got two handbrakes in that one.
Let's set it up.
This year, 2021, has been another very difficult year for all of us. Well, each and everyone at WrestleTalk and everyone watching this screen.
I love the fact that he's an evolving character, Dan. He's had a voice for it.
Get the team!
Very good, please recommend.
We'll probably get a copyright strike from that.
I'm sorry, guys. I guess Santa Claus is a little bit stressed this year, which we probably can all understand. So I'm sorry he asked me to take over for now. And I just want to wish all of you, everyone watching at home, and everyone at Mustard Office, and around the world, a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Dan.
Well, and I hope you guys are having a great time right now. And I hope the Hitchlers and the various new additions to the Hitchler family, or Hitchies as they are called right now,
That's so good.
This is not your only present. This present I've been working together with a very special quite some time right
what?
Now.
What?
And finally, it's here.
Pregnant too?
Thank you so much to the person who did it.
Luke's got a second baby.
He's not here. He's quite comfortably in the United States. and I'm very grateful that this is a thing now. I'm very happy with it. So I hope everyone watching likes it at least a bit. I really hope so.
What have you done there? We didn't start fire.
The thing is, there's no video after this, so I don't know how this will work.
Neither do
magic,
I, Dan.
I don't know. But there's something very, very cool I can present you with anyway. So it's a I'm very proud because
what?
I've been blessed enough to work with the creator of the Brian Myers theme song, the theme song,
nice.
And the man behind, and that's the most important thing, the Disney South Salem, Andrew
Keenan. Oh my god.
John Keenan, I'm very, very thankful that you made this possible. I love it so much. And without any further ado, here is the WrestleTalk 2021 Christmas theme.
Oh no.
You sent us a Christmas theme song.
What?
What's happening?
Whoa! To be in 2021. Just ask Luke, congrats to kiddo number one. We shot on all the news in wrestling. Schley Blompied, but he got mad and said,
how do you screw up?
Big one on me.
Have a big one on me this Christmas.
Yeah!
I will, Dan.
This Christmas.
Have a big one on me this Christmas.
Have a big one all on me this Christmas.
Yes! All over him.
It's the come together right now over me of WrestleTalk.
Here's to you.
That is so good. It's so good.
Yes!
I don't know how the words go, so I'm going to try and work it out as we go.
Right.
Brought some friends along for the ride this year. Damo, Sean, Ross, App, and Wally, just to name a few.
Name a few, yeah!
The Killer Jam, that jam tattoo.
I forget about that.
Ollie got his CM Punk return confirmed, yeah. And some new hair too.
All right, from his gooch.
Gooch hair.
Way to go. Way to go. So cool. It's so thick and weird down there.
One all on me.
So much darker than the rest of his hair.
Because it never saw the light of day.
This Christmas.
It looks natural. It's natural.
Yeah.
Oh, these hitchers are like crack.
They are so good.
They're like crack. You got to have two.
You do.
One on each side.
All on me, everyone.
Have a big one. Have a big one all on me this Christmas.
It's great.
Have a big one on me this Christmas.
Christmas.
Have a big one all on me this Christmas.
And here's to you.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's so good, Dan. Thank you so much, Dan.
Dan!
Yeah, Dan! Well done.
I'm going to go and let Blair into the building.
Dan!
Every year, he gets better.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dan.
How are things so...
And it gets more and more perverse.
The Hitchlers are repeating on me.
They're unbelievable.
Jesus Christ, Adam.
Oh, my God.
So much shaking.
Can't wait till we kill this set.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Wish you the best, Dan. I don't know at what point you're going to be in when this actually comes out, but hope you're doing okay, bud.
So.
Let us know.
Yes. Where's my cursor? Yes. Hope you're doing all well. I'm quite nervous while writing this mail. I'm not particularly well physically for the past few weeks. I do hope this video finds you well. I love you guys, and you mean so much to me. I will never be able to top what you've sent to me. I hope so much we can see each other again. I hope if you ever fly to the USA, for example, you think of me and I can come with you so you cannot travel alone. I do not know if that or even visiting London in the books anytime soon, I'm afraid. Honestly, I'm upset about that. Dan's moving to the States.
Oh, well, that's actually what he's saying. Yes. Oh, wow. Big move.
Big move.
A big one.
Huge.
A big one, in fact. So,
oh, you have a fucking ball, Dan.
Congrats, Dan.
Cheers, good Dan.
Yeah, see you, Dan.
So I got all the notes and everything.
Get stocked up. I mean, it's great for Dan, but... We're going to get our Hitchlers, guys.
We're going to have to we're gonna have to find someone else.
We've just lost
guys.
Our Hitchler hookup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How good though, aren't we?
So good.
I think we should have rationed these before we just tore into a whole bag.
Devoured them. Yeah, but it's not all Hitchlers.
It's not all Hitchlers.
Keep one bag of them for Andy.
Why?
I think.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, you got
COVID. Yeah. No, I agree. Why?
Shall we select a song to play us out? I've
say.
Got a proposal.
Yep.
Go on then.
Pokemon.
Or just the Pokemon song. I'm up for the Pokemon song.
It's a Christmassy song.
Is it?
Is it? I want to be the very best.
Do you want to turn that off and just come on with this mic?
Good plan.
Oh, will that create loads of issues?
I would turn it off in the thing.
Just mute on OBS?
Yeah, mute on OBS.
We don't have to sing Pokemon. It's just what I'm into.
Oh,
right now.
I really. That's what I'm into right now.
We could sing an inside. We could sing Welcome to the Internet.
No, that's my karaoke song later.
It's
won't
not
be on
it's
there.
It's not on there.
You don't know that.
I know that.
Mate, it's not going to be
on
there.
You can Google what. You can Google what's on the karaoke there.
It's
I've
not an infinite playlist.
Also, can I request we don't do it? I've not heard it. And it just, I don't
what do you mean you've not heard it?
He's not watched
it.
Inside.
I haven't seen it.
He hasn't seen
oh,
Inside.
Oh, Inside. But the Pokemon song.
Oh, no, that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's well, let's whatever. Do that then.
Say Merry Christmas, one and all.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Catch them all.
What says Christmas more than?
What says Christmas more than
and
the Pokemon
helping
theme
YouTube
karaoke.
Answer one question.
Oh, tell them Google Advertising.
That's too late.
Oh, God damn it.
Here we go.
The theme song. From Pokemon. By Pokemon.
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. Have traveled across the land, searching far and wide. It's Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
Pokemon!
Gotta catch them all! I know it's my destiny!
Pokemon!
Oh, you're my best friend! In a world we must defend!
Pokemon!
Gotta catch them! My heart's so true! Our courage will push us through! You teach me and I'll teach you! Pokemon! Gotta catch them all! Gotta catch them all!
Yeah!
Every challenge along the way, with courage I will face.
Don't know the second verse.
I'll battle every day to claim my rightful place! Come with me, the time is right. There's no better team. On and on, we'll win the fight. It's always been our dream.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all, me. I know it's my destiny.
Pokemon, oh, you're my best friend. In a world we must defend.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em.
My heart's so true. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon!
Gotta catch 'em all!
Gotta catch 'em all!
Is there another verse?
Gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah, I think it just goes back here. It just goes around again. This is the bit where it's just like,
gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah.
It's
the Christmas song. It's the Christmas song.
Yeah! Yeah! Go on, Adam.
What's the pizza situation?
Oh, I'll order once we're done.
Which is after this.
Which is after this.
After this song, we're done.
Okay.
So join in, Adam.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all, you and me. I know it's my destiny, Pokemon. Oh, you're my best friend in a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em. Our hearts are true. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon,
catch 'em all.
Gotta catch 'em all.
Oh, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Mm. Yeah!
Christmas! Wow.
Merry Christmas! Whoa. Merry Crumbulous!
What a load of testosterone!
Yeah!
Support these guys on Patreon.
Pokemon!
They do the Lord's work.
Hi! Happy Christmas! Christmas. Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas!
Bye.
Happy Christmas!
Bye.
Merry Christmas!
Bye. Happy Merry Christmas! Happy New Year!
You didn't press it. You didn't press it again, mate. Press over there, Adam.
Merry Christmas.
I'm good.
Damn it.
It wasn't any of those.
You
I can't do it blind.
You're actually playing it. You're playing the Ass Man clip.
Ass Man.
Ah, it doesn't play.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.